By gosh, howdy, Madam Postmaster. Greetings, fellow postmasters and guests. I want to talk to you tonight about what is your most important vote. And when we get down to my explanation of what I think it is, I shall enumerate a number of reasons why I think that to be the case. It may not be what you think it is. It's the most important topic for today because this is election day until 07 o'clock in about another 30 minutes or so. And I hope everyone voted, had a chance to vote for your favorite candidate, either today or at early voting. Voting is fundamental to our democracy, more appropriately described as a representative republic. And, of course, voting for your representative is how we do what we do. Our country began with votes. Our Constitution began with votes. The congressional gathering that brought our Constitution into being was voted for by individuals, and then each of the 13 states that were the original members of the Union voted for the Constitution. We've been voting ever since for legislators who pass the laws, for the executive branch folks who administer the laws, whether it be mayors or governors or presidents or someone along the way. We even vote, in Texas at least, for judges. We are one of only, I think, three states that votes for judges in fully partisan elections. So we do a lot of voting. We do it year after year, some in March, some in May, some in November of various years. But what is your most important vote? As you cast your votes today, did you think about which one of these is my most important vote? It may not be what you think it is. I'm going to challenge you to think about that possibility. We vote for the legislators who create the laws that regulate how we govern ourselves, how we interact with one another. If I walk over and smack Drew in the nose, there's a law that says that interaction is inappropriate. If I enter into a contract of will and he breaks it, if I sue him, which I certainly would, there are laws that talk about how that interaction did or did not happen or how it should be. And we have various people who deal with various aspects of those laws that regulate us in society. And in a civilization, in a civilized society, you have to have some rules and regulations about how you deal with one another. In a society that is not civilized, like with cavemen, all you have to have is the bigger club. That regulates the interaction between people. If you're in a country like Nazi Germany, all you have to have is the biggest army. And that takes care of regulating how people interact among one another. But in a civilized society, we have to have laws, and they get created and administered and interpreted by the people you vote for. But in all of that, what's your most important vote? Did you think about that today? It might not be what you think it is. As we go through life, things happen. Sometimes we have contracts that become a problem. Sometimes there's a crime that's committed. Sometimes there are divorces or probate disputes. Contracts pop up over and over. There are speed laws that impact us. Who in here has never had a traffic ticket? So we've all been impacted by that law. How many of you have not had one in the last year? I can say that. Pretty good law-abiding group of people. So we're being fairly civilized. And so the people we have voted for to bring these things and impact on us, impact us in different ways. So your vote makes a difference down the road, even to you personally, you see, even on that kind of level. So what's your most important vote? What has been, or what might in the future be, your most important vote? It's probably not what you think it is. You see, there's another place where votes come into play. And incidentally, when I get to the end of this speech, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. There's another place where voting can be tremendously important. Because when these things happen and a law is broken or an interaction is inappropriate, where does it end up? It ends up in front of you. It ends up in court. And in court, normally, who takes care of those matters? It's the jury. And after all of the evidence is heard, such as the case I'm hearing now that went all last week, yesterday, today, going back tomorrow, when all that stuff comes in that we call evidence, what happens? The jury goes back to that room. 12 folks gather around the table, not much bigger than these several tables. And they debate, they discuss, they test, they do whatever jurors do. I don't know. I haven't been on the jury since before I went to law school. They vote. And when they vote, those things can have a tremendous impact on all of us. Even a vote in a small little county like Bernie County, that jury voting can be a tremendously important vote. Let me tell you how. Let's say this is a fence line between two properties and there's a dispute about the placement of it. There were cases along the way that talked about how you place that fence and what the relative rights of the parties are about that, and that has impacted people forever. When you give a certain sentence to a criminal defendant, when you say, for this crime you get so many years, that locks the DA's office in almost forever in their plea bargaining, because if you get 5 years for X crime, they can never offer a plea bargain even for 5 years. It better be less than that, because you have set the bar as jurors in that vote. When you give a punitive damage award against Ford Motor Company because Pinto gas tanks blow up, what happens? This modifies the behavior of Ford Motor Company. It actually modified the behavior of an entire industry. The Corvair rollovers, the Pinto gas tanks blowing up. And those all came out of votes in back rooms of 12 jurors gathered around a table and casting a vote. And so I think that may well be your most important vote, either one that you have cast or that you have cast, will cast in the future. Don't waste that vote. Now, the rest of the story is, I made a brief outline of this a couple of weeks ago, got involved in this trial, and what you just heard was almost totally extemporaneous. I hope it didn't want too much. Now, the Toastmaster.